This is TWiT.
I had an ad agency in New York, and my partner said we had to computerize. So he said, I said, fine, get your computers, but, you know, don't bother me with it. So he said, there's a new computer you could do your layouts on. So I went down to the store to look at this little thing called a Macintosh, and I sat down, and I drew a box. That's cool. And then I grabbed the box and moved it, and that was cool, because then I realized I'm going to save on tracing paper, working pieces around to get the right composition. And then by accident, I went into what is called fat bits. I suddenly was like, what is this?
That was
I don't
the
know
magnifying
where I am.
Lens.
Yeah, it was a little only one level of a zoom, but it brought me in, and that's what clicked. That's
you could actually see the pixels and click, click, click. You weren't even really drawing at that point. You were
and I used to work so tight with magnifying glasses, and I realized I can
zoom this.
In. So that's what clicked to me and said, this is the future. So I was in that store every day using it until my machine got delivered, because they weren't delivering yet. They weren't shipping yet. So I was actually by that, I think it was that Friday, I was doing demos of Mac Paint in the store. I had mastered it
right
already.
From the beginning.
Yeah, I just was in there
all day.
Yeah,
I figured this out. Let me show you.
Yeah, and so sure enough, I gave up the entire ad agency business and started a whole business around the Mac. That summer of 84, I put out the package called Human Forms that allowed you to build human body parts. It was over 1,000 parts, forearms, hands, in different positions. And then you had a little crosshair, and you would then connect these parts to assemble human bodies.
So did you go, you found a programmer and said, here, I've got the body parts?
No, they were just Mac Paint files.
So you didn't even have a program.
No.
It was just, here's the files.
Yep. And then all I had to do was take the lasso, surround the thing, connect the two crosshairs, and then erase the crosshair.
I mean, that's called really taking to it, where you go immediately,
oh,
I get what you can do with this. And not only that, I'm going to make a tool so other artists can do stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you started teaching right away.
Yeah, I started teaching Mac Paint the fall of that same year.
Yeah.
I was at School of Visual Arts, which I had attended. I started teaching there, teaching things like Mac Paint.
At first, was there, I mean, I imagine artists were, some artists were interested in this right away.
Yeah, but it was, for most people, mostly it was a toy.
Yeah.
There was quite a few of us. And the good thing about that is that there were so few of us that anybody who was doing something with graphics would send it to me and say, hey, what do you think it is? How can it make better? So I got to see a lot of things before they came out.
I remember that early. Those early days of Macintosh were really exciting because you could know everybody who was involved.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
could see every piece of software.
Yep.
And it was, of course, Susan Kare who did the amazing, not only the icons, but I think she did the Japanese woman brushing her hair.
Yes, she did.
Very famous
that was
painting.
And all the Image Writer ads and stuff.
And you'd see that and you'd go, oh, you can do real art with Mac Paint.
Yep.
She was brilliant with the, but she was like you. She liked working in what we now call an 8-bit mode, where it's blocky like that.
Well, that was a 2-bit. It was just black and white.
It wasn't 8-bit. It was 2.
8-bit was when
it was one.
Pixel Paint
on or off.
Yeah. The Mac 2 came out.
It was on or off. There was no gradient. There was no, but and you couldn't alias because you didn't have gray. You just had black and white.
It was black and white. Yep.
And yet you can still make art.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always tell people, you give anybody a whole box full of fantastic tools and everything, and they won't do anything. But you give an artist a piece of chalk or charcoal, he's going to create something.